"Little kitchen maid," said the cavalier, "I will get you a permanent appointment in the kitchen, with permission to see the emperor dine, if you will lead us to the nightingale." So they all went out into the wood. Half the court went along. When they were in the midst of their journey, a cow began to low. "Ooh," said all the court cavaliers, "there it is. That's really a remarkable power in so small a creature." "No, those are cows lowing," said the little kitchen maid. "We're a long way from the place yet." Now the frogs began to croak in the pool. "Glorious," said the court preacher. "Now I can hear it. It sounds just like little church bells." "No, those are frogs," said the little kitchen maid. "But now I think we shall soon hear it." And then the nightingale began to sing. "That is it," said the little girl. "Listen, listen, and it's sitting there." And she pointed to a little grey bird up in the boughs. "Is it possible?" said the cavalier. "I should never have thought it looked like that. How plain it looks. I suppose it lost its colour at seeing so many aristocratic visitors."